He's next.
Called
all right,
New
I'm
York
sing
Sports
now.
Here, the fan.
I've got to run to keep from high. And I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar. But I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the midnight rider.
Chris. Oh, I hit the falsetto on that one pretty good.
Sports radio.
Yeah. Yes, sir. 7:02. McMonagle in for McPherson tonight as we do our five-hour ride to midnight. So I got you for 5 hours, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We got Alex on the other side, Ack doing the updates. Good to see him. I had to sing off the air as well. I had to do the McMonagle song. It's been a while. But I got you for 5 hours here on this Thursday evening. Yes, no baseball, and it is a breath of fresh air, right? We need it. We need no baseball for a night. As much as I love this crap and I may move to England, I do need every once in a while to take a break from these two miserable baseball teams. We'll get into the football a little bit as Saturday preseason starts, who's playing, who's not playing, and all of that. But we're going to start with these two baseball teams because as much as I yelled, and I was just on not too long ago, if you're a night creature like me, if you're nocturnal like my kids call me, Daddy, you're nocturnal. I guess I am. If you're nocturnal like I am, you heard me earlier this morning and I was yelling about Juan Soto and I'm yelling about the Mets offense and how bad it is in the Fab Four. And make no mistake what the Fab Four means, the Mets are celebrating 60 years since the greatest concert in rock and roll history. It's at Shea Stadium 60 years ago, next Friday night. But we've yelled about the Fab Four and how underwhelming they've been in this offense. And who cares about the pitching? Yeah, they have pitching issues. And sure, you know, Montas stinks and the pitchers don't go more than five innings. And, the bullpen had its issues much, has been fixed in that department come the trade deadline. But the struggles of the Mets, this offense getting swept by the Cleveland Guardians, losing 8 of their last 9 off a 7-game winning streak, and how bad it's been to watch this Met offense be inept night after night. Juan Soto loafing for balls, smiling when he hits a home run that breaks up a no-hitter. But they still lose 4-1. All of that, as ugly as it's been, and God knows the New York Yankees, you want to talk about ugly, how ugly this New York baseball team has been. And so much on the manager, and I was with you. I've been a Boone defender, even I, watching this team play, watching how Friday night impacted them, the inability to get back up, even the manager and his feistiness with the media typically does the John Boy media interview, and it just, he sounds defeated and broken. The team looked defeated and broken coming off a 3-game winning streak against Tampa and the trade deadline, and they absolutely crapped the bed in Miami with one of the worst losses you'll ever see Friday night, and that broke them when everybody they acquired at the trade deadline failed. It broke them in many ways. And then obviously what's gone on with Devin Williams and the heat around this team that was at one point a half a game out of the postseason, or half a game into the postseason rather, and that win yesterday calmed a lot of seas and kept the Wolves at bay for a little bit. But as I look at this team's right now, as they head into the weekend series, and particularly their opponents, and I just can't help but think to myself, the reason we're so mad, the reason we're mad about the Fab Four and the Met offense, the reason we're so mad about this Yankee team is because despite their flaws, and there are many, certainly with the Yankees, we know and we believe they are better. When bad baseball teams play poorly, when bad baseball teams are bad, we might be disgusted, we might be fed up, we might be disgruntled, but we don't have the level of heartbreak and anger that you have when a team you believe in is failing. And I think as we get ready for this stretch now, a week into August, and both teams sitting in the third wild card spot, I think we recognize that the reason we're angry is that these teams should be better. And why I've been calling, possibly for Boone's job, because for the first time in his tenure, I believe he is dramatically underachieving with this group. And I know I can give you stats about run differential and most runs in the league, and you don't want to hear it. I get it. But those are indicators of good teams and good offenses, and this team has that. And you look at the Mets, despite a lousy offense, for a lot of the year and inability to hit with runners in scoring position. They have a lot of money in this team. Juan Soto is far better than this. Pete Alonso is the highest paid first baseman in the league this year. And his April and May shows you what he's capable of. We've been waiting for him to break this record at Daryl Strawberry. We know what these teams are capable of. They are far better than what they're giving us. And that's why we're angry. And that's why we're booing Juan Soto. And that's why we want the manager fired. And that's why we want Chavez fired. And that's why we're, you know, rooting for no hitters to get rock bottom and all the crap that's gone on with these two teams. Watching Devin Williams blow games and watching the managers sit there while it happens. Like, it shouldn't be this way. And as we look to this weekend, I particularly look at the opponents that the Yankees and Mets have coming up. And I think to myself, could this be the start of something different for these two teams? You look at the Mets going into Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Brewers are the best team in the sport right now, believe it or not. Milwaukee Brewers have been as hot as anyone. They've completely changed their pitching staff. They've been doing an incredible job. The offense, this team is playing like a team possessed. And over the last 2 months, they've been on fire. And right now, they are the best team in baseball. But for the Mets, you could look back to that wild card series last year where it all started. Yeah, they went on a run from the meeting. They went on a run from, you know, Lindor hitting leadoff and Grimace and OMG and all that. Yes, and they were the best team in baseball for a long stretch. But they were two outs away from going home against Milwaukee and the aforementioned Devin Williams. I look at this opponent. Get up for this game. This is the team you beat in the postseason. This is the team that is not better than you. This is a team playing better than you. This is a team with a better record than you. This is a team going in the right direction as opposed to you going in the wrong direction, but they are not better than you. Go back to the playoff pumpkin. Go back to Alonso's big moment against what at the time was one of the best relievers in baseball. That's hard to say now. Take the opportunity to prove to yourself, to the fan base, to the rest of baseball, that, yeah, we've been struggling, and yes, it's been ugly offensively, but we believe what we continue to tell the media. We believe what we continue to tell anyone who will listen, that we are better than this, that the guys in this room are better. And I look at this series coming up against Milwaukee, a quick three-game road trip before heading back home. Take this opportunity to get galvanized and get pissed off and look to make a statement against the team you beat in the postseason last year. A team you know very well, a team that galvanized you to the point where you went on to beat the Philadelphia Phillies and went all the way to game 6 of the NLCS against the future champion Los Angeles Dodgers. I love that the opponent is Milwaukee because it's not about who the Mets play. It's not about who they play or who's better than them or the tough schedule, as we'll get into tough schedules when it comes to football, and then the end of the Yankee schedule is a lot easier and everything. Schedules don't matter with both of these teams right now because we have seen them. They are clearly better than Cleveland. They're certainly better than the San Francisco Giants, who they swept the last time I saw them and who gave up on their, you know, all their best arms in the bullpen. It doesn't matter. As good as Marlins are, the Yankees are better than the Marlins. These teams, it's not about who they play. It's about them. Go get up against the Milwaukee team that you proved you were better than last year, that sparked your playoff run, that awoken Pete Alonso, that you got off the deck on death's door and found a way to make a run to the NLCS. This is the opponent you want right now. This is the kind of opponent. Play up to your competition and go tell the Milwaukee Brewers that they're having a nice little story out in Milwaukee, but they are not the New York Mets. And then you get to the Yankees and their opponent as the nemesis comes in, as the Houston Astros, who have owned them since 2015. Wild card in 15, ALCS 17, 19, 22. Absolutely own the New York Yankees. I was listening today, Evan and the afternoon crew debating what it would be if they beat them in a wild card series. Would it be revenge? Yes, it would be revenge whenever you beat the Houston Astros. And coming off of that win, coming off of that performance from Bednar, yes, it could just be one game in the midst of a lousy season where it's going in the obvious direction it's been going since the end of May. Maybe. Or maybe it's a moment where this bullpen that has been fixed, in my estimation, at the trade deadline, I know we want to poo-poo it now, I believe that was a damn good trade deadline from Brian Cashman. I believe Bednar can help this team a lot. I think Doval can help this team a lot. I think McMahon, Rosario, I think so much talk about the roster construction. I heard Mike talking about it today. For all the talk about the roster construction, there are a lot of good hitters in this lineup. They are deep. They have the best bench they've had. I mean, I don't know. Like, let's be honest, it's probably wrong, but when I feel like this might be the best bench they had on an everyday basis, considering Stanton's on the bench, or you have Goldschmidt on the bench, or you have Rice on the bench, or you have Dominguez on the bench, you have Rosario on the bench, you have Caballero on the bench at times, you know, not all at once, but you get what I'm saying. Like, that's as good a bench as they've had since 1996. Like, I know that's probably hyperbole, and you could probably, you know, right now go on your computer and find a better bench, but it feels like that's how it has been forever. Since teams had a bench this good. I believe in this roster. I believe in this team. As badly as they're playing, I do believe they are better than this. So coming off of that win, coming off the emotion that Bednar showed on the mound, coming off the idea that they have stabilized the roster, in my estimation, to come back home against a different but still similar Houston Astros team that has struggled. And are 4-6 in their last 10. They did win the last series against Miami, but they were swept by Boston. They didn't play well against the A's a week ago. They have not been, after taking control of this division, they have not played well the last 2 weeks. You're getting a big pitching advantage for Houston. You got Brown and Valdez in these first two games before going to your ace, Fried, who needs to start pitching like an ace again. In the third game of the series. But get up for Houston. Can we see this team? Because so much of this has been this team's demeanor. And that's why, for me, I've taken a turn on Aaron Boone, not because of accountability, like everybody likes to say. I get it. I know. Accountability. Everybody loves the word. I know. It's the new analytics. Analytics, accountability, these are the most important words in baseball. I get it. I don't blame the manager when Wells doesn't know how many outs there are. I don't blame the manager when Jazz Chisholm gets picked off of first base on a pop-up to second. I know many of you want to. That's fine. We can have that debate another time. But I start to blame the manager when I feel the team is underachieving and I watch them and they don't get up for games and they feel defeated after bad losses and the manager has no idea what to do and he's giving an interview where he sounds defeated. That's when I start to look at whether or not he's putting this team in the right mind frame and the right mindset to go out there and attack. And I don't care what happened before. I don't care about the history of this franchise and whether or not Hal's his father or Cashman has a free pass for life or anything other than this team right now heading into this weekend against a team that if they don't see this jersey and get pissed off and get motivated to go out there and win a series against this Astros team, and I know the team's different, and Bellinger doesn't know the heartbreak, and Goldschmidt doesn't know the heartbreak, and Cam Schlittler doesn't know the heartbreak, or Warren doesn't know the heartbreak, but there are plenty of guys in that room who do. There are plenty of guys in that room who know what the Houston Astros mean to this Yankee franchise since 2015. A decade owned by the Houston Astros. It is time to put everything else aside. Don't care that they blew a 7-game divisional lead. Don't care that they got swept by Toronto in a 4-game set. Don't care that the Boston Red Sox have come up and passed them and are playing much better baseball than they are. Don't care about any of that. That's in the past, man. I don't care about any of it. I look at this team and I see a team better than what they've been playing. I look at this roster, this bullpen, this lineup, and I see a team that's better than what they've been for the last 2 months. And I look at an opportunity off a day off in arguably one of the bigger wins of the season to at least not come home out of the playoffs on the outside looking in to a Texas Rangers team that just swept you. Like, that win doesn't change everything, but in so many ways, it feels so much different as opposed to coming home to take on the Astros off of a sweep, off of losing a playoff spot. They're a game and a half up. They have now taking the tiebreaker over Texas. They have the tiebreaker over Seattle. they're still in a position to go accomplish everything they want to. Take the day, enjoy the flight home, show up at Yankee Stadium, and find a way to get up and go play good, clean, crisp baseball. As we saw at times over the last, like we saw it yesterday. We saw Anthony Volpe play really good baseball, really good defense. We saw the team steal bases and force the issue and have the other team throw the ball into left field that leads to a run. Go out there, take it to the Houston Astros, find a way to get up for this series and beat your nemesis, and maybe, just maybe, for both of these teams, whether it's the Mets beating the best team in baseball on the road, a team they beat last year in the postseason, an opportunity to prove they are part of the class of this National League that's so much better than the American League. Or it's the New York Yankees who have an opportunity off a day off, off of one of their biggest wins of the year, off of the one of the more emotional wins of the year, watching Bednar go out there and get a five-out save. They have an opportunity to take a day off, take a deep breath, figure out who they are, who they want to be, and go take on their nemesis. And I'll tell you this, for all the crap, for all the nonsense, for all the way we feel about this team, they go out there and play well against Houston and take 2 or 3, or dare I say win all 3 games, and they beat Brown and they beat Valdez, and we see Max Fried pitch like an ace again, and we see this bullpen now that Devin Williams is out of any sort of major role in it at all. If they go out there and beat the Houston Astros, we're going to feel a lot better about them. We're going to feel a lot different about them. Doesn't cure everything. It doesn't mean that the season's, you know, a cakewalk from here on out, but it's followed by the Minnesota Twins. And I don't care what's going on in Yankee land, the Minnesota Twins are the Twins. The Yankees always beat them no matter how good they are, and they just sold away their entire team. Take care of the Astros, do what you do against the Twins, and a week removed from a lousy 5-game losing streak in Miami and Texas, we might feel a hell of a lot different about this team. Now is the time. Now is the time. And they're lined up against the right opponent to go out there and make a statement. Or fall on their face. Which one will we see this weekend? 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So a little bit of baseball from the Yankees and Mets to get started. We'll get into the football as well. We'll talk to Kevin Kiernan of Baseball 9. We'll get a little thoughts on the Yankees and Mets as they head into this important stretch, clearly. We'll get into some football and have some fun as we take it for the next 4 hours and 20 minutes or so, 40 minutes or so.